The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, The Clear Criterion. Inshallah, in today's episodes, we will continue with the attributes, the traits of the hypocrites, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. We will do a quick recap before we continue with the theme that we were covering in our last episode. But as you know, and as you're probably aware, before that, just a reminder of the importance of sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In today's case, writing salat ala nabi, or writing an expression of blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The good news or glad tidings that we receive from the prophetic tradition is that one who writes the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam with the expression or prayer of blessing, as long as that remains, angels will seek forgiveness for that writer. Meaning, if one writes a book, in his book he writes the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam with sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, or something similar as an expression of blessings for him, as long as it remains with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that individual will receive this benefit that angels will seek forgiveness for him. And a reminder to all of us, that whenever we have this chance of writing the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we do not use abbreviations for the expression of Salat ala Nabi. We don't just put a Sad or a Sad, a Lam, Ayn, Meem. We always write it in full in Arabic or an equivalent in English. It is not shortened in any way. The ulama have made it clear and explained that this is not permissible to shorten the expression of Salat ala Nabi after the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, something that we must keep in mind. Moving on to the main part of our episode today, just to recap, last week we covered the verses related to the disbelievers and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that there are such disbelievers, whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. And he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the disbelievers, it is as if their hearts are sealed. Their eyes, their hearing and their seeing does not give them any benefit in terms of accepting the truth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam continued to preach to people who were staunch in their disbelief. He preached to those who showed an interest. He did not discriminate. He did not differentiate between the people in terms of his preaching. His preaching was for everyone. His message of mercy was for everyone. Some reminders, points about the necessities of the religion, all those parts of the religion that even the common Muslims know are part of the deen, believing in the oneness of Allah, believing in the prophets, believing in the five pillars of Islam. And a reminder that to belittle or disrespect any of these elements will endanger one's faith, will lead to one, Allah forbid, leaving the fold of Islam. So not only do we believe in the necessities of the religion, we respect the necessities of the religion, or we observe the boundaries set by the necessities of the religion. We then began the discussion about the hypocrites, how there are some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, they say that they believe in Allah on the last day, but they do not believe. The next verse, verse number 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. These people want to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers. وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. Although they only deceive themselves, but they do not perceive it. These hypocrites, they think, or they have this desire to, Allah forbid, they try to, in their actions, in their intentions, deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above and beyond this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of every detail. He knows of every thought. He knows about every emotion. He knows about that which is uttered with the tongue and that which is kept within the heart. And this is proven to the hypocrites when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals these words to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This could mean either their attempt or their intention, their ill intention was to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could also mean that they wanted to deceive the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but it is likened to, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links their action to Himself, because as He Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in the Quran, the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the obedience of Allah. In the same way, one who tries to deceive the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Khalifa, is the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his whims and desires. His speech is inspired, his message is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, another reminder, we have a conflict here. Hypocrisy is something on a human level, people find it reprehensible. They just can't stand it. It's something which is negative in normal social conduct. It always leads to negativity or some kind of conflict. Imagine a parent who is stopping one of his children from using foul language, but he himself is using foul language. Children, they don't necessarily do what they are told, they often do what they see. So if we have shortcomings in our character and we're trying to make our children be better or not have those failings or not have those shortcomings or defects in character, the best way or one of the most effective ways to achieve this is that we make ourselves better. We control our temper, we control our language, we control our overall conduct, and then we can hope that our children or those younger than us will see this change in us and they will begin to adopt those characteristics too. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the hypocrites, He says, "Fi qulubihim marad." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is a disease within their hearts. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. So Allah increased their disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And there is painful punishment for them as they were lying. The painful punishment that they will receive in the hereafter is due to what? The fact that what they do is a lie. What they say is a lie. They say they believe in Allah. They say they support the Muslims. They are with the Muslims. But these hypocrites were the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the enemies of the truth. They were the enemies of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So this expression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likens their condition to a disease, or describes their condition as a disease. A reminder for us that we have the physical diseases, or diseases in terms of what we refer to as illnesses or sicknesses. But in spiritual sense, there are diseases of the heart. Diseases of the heart like arrogance, jealousy, ostentation. And it is compulsory to know about these diseases of the heart and to know about ways to counter these diseases of the heart. From the diseases of the heart, the most dangerous disease is the disease of deviance, the disease of misguidance, the disease of being in error in terms of aqidah, in terms of creed. Because if one's aqidah, one's creed, one's faith is not sound, no deed will be accepted. the fundamental aspect of acceptance, or the fundamental point of acceptance of any action, is sound creed or sound faith. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers with their trait of faith in the Quran. Faith is mentioned first, and then actions are mentioned after it. And this order is an indication and reminder to all of us that without faith, actions are fruitless. And in the same way, those who have faith must not be people who think that faith is enough for salvation. There is no guarantee that we will leave this world with faith, because bad actions or sinful deeds can endanger one's faith, especially in the final moments in this world. Yes, this is a reason, or this is one of the reasons why many of us strive to fulfill our obligations. If it was that easy, then people would just declare their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not follow any other obligation. These obligations are for our betterment. Allah does not need our worship. We are in need, that we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our need is a need of salvation. Our need is a need of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient. Allah does not need our worship. It is us as people who need to attain reward and acceptance and salvation from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of the disease in the hearts of the hypocrites increasing, what is this disease? And what are the interpretations related to this? This could possibly refer to the fact that the hypocrites, especially, this is referring to a time where the hypocrites were concealing themselves in Madinatul Munawwara. The leader of the hypocrites, or the leading members of this group of hypocrites, their concern was a concern of power and authority. Their hatred developed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, as they felt that they did not have the control, influence, power that they had before the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And as they saw the acceptance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increasing, their disease increased. Another interpretation is that due to the fact that they had hatred for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in their hearts, when their hearts were sealed, this only increased that hatred. There was no return for them. They did not repent, they did not come back to the right way, and the feeling of animosity that they had towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it increased further. And a third interpretation that is given is that as the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hypocrites found it more and more difficult. Now we have to give zakat. Now we have to pray like this. Now we have to go and protect the boundaries of Islam. So with each, or with the development of the legal system or the law system in Islam, or the new instructions and commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their disease, their animosity, their hypocrisy would increase. And this was because they never really were believers, and they never really loved the faith from the very beginning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that the punishment that they receive, the painful punishment for them, is due to their lying. And that truth, it leads to paradise. And one continues to speak the truth until he is written as a siddiq, as not just truthful, as someone who is exceedingly truthful, who is here, there is an emphasis in his truthfulness. And in the same way, the one who lies, for lying itself, it leads to the fire. And one continues to lie. He lies and lies and lies until he is written or recorded as a liar. Not any liar. Kazzab, an arch liar, an extreme liar. This is why it's something we must refrain from. Lying is something which brings the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon an individual. A Muslim is known for his integrity, for his honesty, for his trustworthiness. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught through his very own example how believers must be people who lead by example in terms of trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, And when it is said to them, do not spread discord in the earth. And when it is said to these hypocrites, do not spread discord in the earth. Don't create a mischief in the earth. Don't create this conflict upon the earth. What did they say in response? قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ They say, we are only reformers. We're not people who spread discord. We are people who are trying to make things better. We are people who are bringing betterment to this world or to this community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Pay heed. Indeed, these are the very people who spread discord, yet they do not perceive it. So these hypocrites claim, when they're told what they're doing is wrong, that they are sowing seeds of division in the Muslim community, among the faithful. They are creating obstacles between brethren. They completely deny. It's a typical narcissist attitude. And this attitude is found in hypocrites today. And when they are told that what you're doing is wrong, instead of accepting fault, their arrogance is such that they'll say, no, no, we're not at fault. You are at fault for thinking this. We actually know what we're doing, and what we're doing is good. This trait of hypocrisy, where the hypocrite denies any wrongdoing and tries to assert himself by saying, no, no, I know what I'm doing, and I believe what I do, what I'm doing is right, and my way is right. He might say, I'm bringing betterment to this community or to a family or to any given situation, completely disregarding the fact that he himself is wrong. And there are hypocrites who will claim what they're doing is right or their approach is right, and in reality, yet in reality, they are doing more wrong. People who may claim that in the name of freedom or in the name of giving freedom, they'll promote indecency. In the name of art, they will promote some kind of immorality. So they'll change the description of what they're promoting in an attempt to justify it. In the name of social reform, they might criticize aspects of the Islamic teachings. Or in the name of modernism, they might disregard or disrespect necessary aspects of the religion. When they are told what they're doing is wrong, again, no. This is the reason why, or this is my justification. Some, in the name of Tawheed, in the name of monotheism, believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will err in matters of respect related to prophets, alayhimu salam, which we touched upon in our last episode. So, one cannot use a seemingly positive reason to promote something which is wrong. This is what the hypocrites do. The hypocrites claim that something is right in terms of what they're doing. One, that very action might be wrong. Two, their way or what they are actually opposing is actually the truth. And by doing that, they are bringing discord into a community or into a group of people, into a situation. So hypocrisy is something which breaks ties. Hypocrisy is something which spreads hatred among people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, continuing this theme about the hypocrites, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ And when it is said to them, embrace faith as others did. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا Their response is what? They say, should we believe as the fools believed? So Allah is saying that when they're told to believe like others believe, they describe the believers as fools. They say, their response is, should we believe as fools believe? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pay heed, indeed, these very people are the fools. However, they do not know. So the hypocrites would, when they would be told to embrace faith properly, and in that time it would have been the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in the tafsir of this verse, The Mufassirun, they mention that here An-Nas refers to the noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how these hypocrites were told to follow the way or the manner in which the Sahaba embraced faith. And the general lesson for all generations to come until the Day of Judgment is that faith is embraced in the manner of the pious predecessors. And of them, among them, the best after the Prophet ﷺ are the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. So if we are to embrace faith, if we are to follow Islam, it is according to the manner of the noble Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Another example here, that it's an age-old way of the hypocrites and the people of deviance, that they refer to the people of truth as fools. They ridicule them. Even in this day and age, there are people who will praise ulama to the face or in front of them in their presence. When a scholar comes in, they will welcome him. Say, MashaAllah, you know, we're so privileged to be in your company. We love you so much. And you inspire us with the way you explain the teachings of Islam. As soon as he leaves that group of people, they begin to backbite him, or they start to criticize him in some way. They censure him in some way. They say something negative about him. This is an age-old trait of the hypocrites. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us about how our conduct should be. In terms of the Sahaba, the Prophet said, do not curse my Sahaba. And he gave such a standard, or he revealed such a standard. He said that if one of you gave a mountain of gold, meaning gold equal to Mount Uhud, more specifically, this is what he says in the hadith, gold equal to Mount Uhud in the way of Allah as charity, it would not equate to a mud, which is probably about 800 grams, just for explanation's sake, let's assume it's about 800 grams. The Prophet said, it would not even equate to a mud, or even half a mud. Yes, so if we say 800 grams approximately is the mud, half of that, 400 grams. So a mountain of gold given by a normal member of this nation, and less than half a kilo of sadaqah given by a companion, that mountain still does not equate to the sadaqah of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no comparison. We are people who follow the way, the teachings of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah subhanahu ta'ala in the Quran declared for the hypocrites and generally for all people that if faith is to be embraced, it is to be embraced according to the manner and the way of the pious predecessors. And if anyone has enmity towards the pious predecessors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has revealed in a divine hadith that whosoever expresses enmity to a friend of mine, I declare war against him. Allah says this. So we should never have any animosity towards the pious people, especially the pious predecessors, and especially those who are considered to be among the best from our pious predecessors, the noble companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any element of disrespect or denigration towards the beloved companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the awliya rahimahumullah generally speaking, and the salihun of this nation, all the pious people. May Allah enable us to have deep reverence for these chosen people in the creation of Allah subhanahu ta'ala who attained the acceptance in his court. Please keep watching Madani channel. We will continue with this theme in our next episode. May Allah grant us sincerity in our good actions. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen.
The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.